Let's go, let's go, let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
It's supposed to be hot, Eric, and it certainly is.
It sure was today, Paul.
For our training camp podcast review of, what's it, Monday, August 10th.
Yep.
The date, you know, Bill says these days start to blend in together, and yep. They certainly are. But that was, practice number 19 and 20, I believe, of the training camp today, and full pads for both. A lot more contact in the morning with a lot of 9-on-7 work and some more passing stuff in the afternoon, as is normally the case when they work on running in the morning. But we weren't here on Sunday for a podcast, so I think we should probably fill everybody in. A lot of comings and goings in terms of personnel, and most of the news is very, very good because a lot of the guys who have not been practicing were back out in the field. Let's see. Right off the top, Sean Crable, a guy coming off PUP, was out there on Sunday.
Along with Ty Warren.
Ty Warren off PUP out there on Sunday and Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Seymour, who hasn't practiced since day one, was back out there.
Yep.
Tully Vantacane, mm-hmm. back in uniform. Rich Ornberger, who has been on PUP, a rookie
offensive
out of Penn
lineman.
State. Yep. He's back out there. He's activated. And who am I missing? Lee Kevin-Smith came back after an extended absence. I think I might be missing a guy from Sunday. I thought there were six guys altogether that came back. Some of those guys were in and out of the lineup. But Seymour was back for the morning, not dressed in the afternoon. A few others here and there.
Crable was not there this morning, but he was back this afternoon. Had himself a good play later in the day, too.
Yeah, so a lot of personnel movement. Randy Moss, Wes Welker took the afternoon off. Right. Joey Galloway took the morning off, was back out there in the afternoon. A lot of time he spent with Tom Brady, by the way, in the afternoon mm-hmm. session. He and Greg Lewis working on some timing routes, fade patterns in the end zone. They got some good work done there. But overall today, what were your thoughts and impressions?
Well, double big news, Paul, in that we had all those players returning after being either on lists or being hurt. And Derek Burgess, first practice as a Patriot, Sunday, Monday morning, and Monday afternoon. He's had three straight practices now with the team. So we sort of have two double shots of good news or big news, headline news for the Patriots in the last 2 days. The second practice of today, however, Paul, a little bit less exciting, I'd say, than this morning.
Much more low-key.
And even Sunday afternoon. They were in full pads, like you said, but not a whole lot of hitting, not a whole lot in terms of teamwork, offense versus defense, or even the scout team, 7-on-7s. Not a whole lot of action there. It got a little exciting towards the end, though, when, has become a training camp tradition this summer with Belichick's Patriots. They have an end of game scenario
yep.
where there's a lap on the line. Loser has to run a lap around the field, the whole unit, offense or defense, whoever loses in that last second play. And this time it was a goal line situation. Offense had the ball, of course. Brady looking for Galloway in the left corner of the end zone, covered by Lee Bodden, fired a strike, hit Galloway perfectly, ran a perfect route, and as soon as Galloway caught it, threw the ball way up in the air, almost hit the poor guy shooting shooting practice up.
Does
on,
anybody
on
get more excited than Brady on those plays when they win?
He's ratcheted up his competitiveness in the last couple of days, too.
And admittedly, after a summer in which he chose not to compete last year.
Last year, right. Exactly.
He has ratcheted up the competitive level.
The funny thing about that touchdown that won it, earlier in practice, Galloway and the receivers and Brady and O'Connell on the left field, which is usually the field where they don't do much of the teamwork. They do a lot of more individual drills over there. Brady and Galloway were hooking up on a certain pattern. They kept repeating it over and over.
And that's what I was referring to. He and Lewis spent a lot, probably a good 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
just those two working with Brady. Some kind of in and out routes, scissor routes, some fade patterns, some corner routes.
Mm-hmm.
And Brady clearly that work got
Brady
paid
was
off.
Pretty psyched at the end of that.
Brady was doing a lot of directing, too. I don't know how well, because I was on that side of the mm-hmm. field. Just to let everybody, it was family day today, so I was not sucking it up in the media tent like I normally am, living the life of Riley. I was off, with the family out on the hill, and the far left field is where this work was taking place, mm-hmm. and the media tent is usually on the right side. So I was pretty close, and I could really see Brady doing a lot of directing, talking after almost every rep, you know, with a little extra word for Galloway and for Greg Lewis, kind of gesturing with his hands, in and out and mm-hmm. whatnot. And he seemed to be pleased with the progression with that work. And
right.
Clearly, it paid off because that's how they ended up watching the defense run the lap at the end.
And Brady was, like I said, he's ratcheted up his competitiveness. He let Jonathan Wilhite hear it, playfully, of course, not in mean-spirited way, but Wilhite had a perfect interception coming his way, was coming straight toward him, and I think it bounced off his chest. Wilhite immediately dropped, did 10 push-ups, but Brady let him hear it from the sidelines, saying, you know, they're not going to be easy, that sort of thing, and... you know, it's getting to that time of year, Paul, when the players really start needing to play other teams.
Well, they're really looking
for
it. I was going to say that. And a lot of them made the comment. The people that spoke today after practice, Benjamin Watson, Jonathan Wilhite, two guys. Yeah, we should mention Benjamin Watson returned to practice today.
He
been out for a while.
That we had
Ryan O'Callaghan, I think, is the guy we left off the Sunday list. I knew there were six guys. He returned after an extended absence on Sunday. And by the way, Ryan O'Callaghan was just tossing Derek Burgess around today.
He was.
He had some drills this morning. Just getting some of that personnel. A lot of those guys after practice today were talking about really looking forward to seeing another team. I know that's mm-hmm. the cliche at this time of year. You just get tired of hitting guys in your uniform. You want to see another uniform. Well, they'll get a chance on Thursday night. Some of these guys, anyway, I would imagine some of these guys that are just returning probably won't play Thursday, with just a day or two under their belt. So I think there's probably more work to be done. But it's an interesting base set here, I think, for the Eagles game. And Bill talked about some of the stuff they're doing now is Eagles-related in terms of game plan.
We mentioned Crable coming back earlier. In the teamwork at the end, obviously the quarterbacks wear red jerseys and are prevented from being hit in training camp. But Crable, during the offense versus defense period, Brady dropped back to pass, and Crable coming off the edge was untouched and would have had a sack. And obviously they blew the whistle when that happened. They weren't going to let him hit Brady, of course. But coming back after just his, and only his second practice, coming off of PUP, and he automatically made a play, had a sack, and was getting some encouragement from his teammates. That's a good thing you want to see. You know, last summer he made a couple of plays in preseason games. Wasn't really all that impressive in practice. But
no, you're right.
Now it looks like he's starting to at least get the practice part down. Now let's see if he can keep that going Thursday when game time rolls around.
For the morning, I thought that the quarterbacks beyond Brady, the three backups, didn't have a great day this morning. I thought they all three were wild and erratic.
A little erratic, yep.
And that was led by Kevin O'Connell, unfortunately. I think he had a tough day. Threw a couple interceptions, a couple of other errant throws. A little bit better in the afternoon, which was more passing-related in the afternoon. A lot of 7-on-7 stuff out here today. But, listen, I thought he was coming on. I thought he had been playing a little bit better in recent days. Maybe today, this morning, might have been a little step back. He clearly seems to me to be the backup.
Yes.
And I still maintain that. Yeah. I know Walter got a lot of reps for a while there, but I thought today especially it was Brady and O'Connell, and then when they broke off at the end of practice, some of the guys looking, the opportunity kind of work.
Practice,
that
yep.
was Hoyer and Walter
yep.
over on the right field while everybody else was taking sprints mm-hmm. on the left field, and Brady was with O'Connell then. So I do think that, I don't want to, draw the alarm here, sound the alarm. I think Kevin O'Connell is the backup. But I just didn't think today was his best day.
You know, Paul, who he's starting to remind me of a little bit? Matt Cassel.
Who didn't have a great camp last year.
Who was known for throwing interceptions in training camp, who was a little bit erratic sometimes. He'd come out, he'd have a great practice. The next day he'd come out and have a little bit of an off practice. Maybe it's the system. Maybe it's that position. Maybe it's the fact that they have to play some scout team a lot. And
that could
be part of it. But I think you're right. I think O'Connell has solidified his position as the backup for this team, and it's just a matter of seeing how he can perform in a game-type situation. And he's going to get a lot more work this summer than he did last year, obviously, as
a
rookie.
Just to fill in, we took the shot at Bill today trying to, decipher what we're going to see on Thursday night in terms of Brady. That's probably the number one question on most Patriots fans' minds right now. He wouldn't bite. Says they haven't talked about it. Said they don't have a plan set to sit and talk about it. So we'll all just have to wait and see. My guess is that Tom will get a series or two, and then probably leave. But kind of up in the air on that one in terms of playing time for Thursday night.
I never said that.
No, you didn't, Bill. But You know what? Even if he doesn't play, I'm okay with that because from what I've seen so far in camp, Brady's ready to go.
Yeah, I just the fact that he wants to play so badly, that's what would make me surprised that if he didn't play.
Yeah.
I think we'll see. He's been so vocal about wanting to play. But
a series or two, and then he'll check out. We'll let O'Connell play the rest of the half. Give the other two guys, Walter and Hoyer, some time in the second half.
So we'll hit you tomorrow with another training camp review podcast, and that will be on Tuesday. We also have PFW in Progress coming your way on Tuesday. And then that's going to be just about it before we hit the regular
Our first trip of the year, Paul.
We have a trip coming up. So there's not a whole lot of time left. I think there's only four more days of camp left officially. So there's really not a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
This summer really goes by fast.
As a wise man once told me, Paul, for every long week, there's a short week.
I say that all the time.
For every short week, there's a long week.
Yeah, you're right. I do. I say that often. But for now, we'll throw it back to the studio.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.